This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it in defence production, defence exports, or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, "Today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today."
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है। ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है। ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है। कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था। उन्होंने माँ भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया। आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ।
Modi said India is continuously strengthening her technological capabilities. He highlighted the recent induction of INS Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy.
कुछ दिन पहले भारतीय नौसेना में INS Mahendragiri शामिल किया गया। यह आधुनिक जंगी जहाज भारत में ही डिजाइन किया गया है, भारत में ही बना है। इसमें 75% से अधिक स्वदेशी सामग्री का उपयोग हुआ है। यह आत्मनिर्भर भारत की बढ़ती शक्ति का प्रतीक है। इसी महीने DRDO ने पिनाका लॉन्ग रेंज गाइडेड रॉकेट का भी सफल परीक्षण किया। इस सफलता के पीछे हमारे वैज्ञानिकों और इंजीनियरों का सामूहिक परिश्रम है। दो तीन दिन पूर्व ही DRDO ने कुशा मिसाइल का भी सफल परीक्षण किया है।
The Prime Minister said every Indian is filled with pride following the successful launch of Vikram 1 last Sunday. Mr. Modi praised young innovators for displaying remarkable skill, passion and patience. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill is listed in the business of the House on Monday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today took charge as Education Minister. He was appointed as the new Education Minister yesterday after the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for placing his faith in him and entrusting him with this responsibility. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today inaugurated the new Income Tax Department Office Complex, Aikar Sindhu, at Nariman Point in Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, she said that much like the name of the building suggests, the nation's treasury is built into an ocean through the taxes paid by every taxpayer. Senior officials of the Income Tax Department spoke about the difficulties they faced in securing various clearances for the construction of the complex and thanked the Finance Minister for her efforts in helping to resolve them. Responding to this, Ms. Sitharaman said that if officers of the Indian Revenue Service had to run from pillar to post to obtain approvals, one could only imagine the hardships faced by ordinary citizens. The External Affairs Ministry today issued an advisory urging Indian nationals intending to undertake employment on commercial vessels operating in or transiting Black Sea region to carefully assess the prevailing security risks before accepting such assignments. The advisory stated that those who choose to undertake such employment should exercise the utmost caution. The security situation in and around the Black Sea and adjoining maritime areas remains highly volatile due to the ongoing conflict. Commercial vessels operating in or transiting these waters are facing significant security risks, including missile and drone attacks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Maharashtra and Odisha for the day. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall conditions over coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal and Himachal Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.